The government banned the YouTube website 5 months ago when an anonymous user posted images of the widely revered Thai king with a picture of a person's feet. This was considered offensive, as in Thai culture, the feet are considered the lowest and dirtiest part of the body. On Friday, the country's information minister announced that ban was lifted as a gesture to show that the government is committed to free speech. Officials said the site is again accessible in Thailand after YouTube agreed to filter the offensive materials from its content. The lifting of the ban drew a cautious response from media reform advocates like Supinya Klangnarong of the Campaign for Popular Media Reform Group in Bangkok. She accuses the government of eroding freedom of expression. She says the decision on YouTube is only a superficial improvement.
It seemed to be a good news, but actually it's unlikely, because even though now YouTube will be unblocked, but it seemed that it comes with many conditions, and it's proof that now the government could negotiate with that they will selectively block the website that is not appropriate. So this refers that, again, the government still have authority to block some website due to many measures that the public would not know that what really the criteria that why those websites would be blocked.
An interim government installed by the military ruled Thailand since the ouster of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat in a coup nearly a year ago. Elections are scheduled in December after Thais recently approved a constitution drafted by a military-appointed council. The document guarantees freedom of expression, but Supinya says the government's interpretation of the law may mean continued restrictions on the media.
The reasons that the government always told the public that why we have to block the website, because it's about the content that's against His Majesty or against the monarchy and against the national security or pornography. And those kind of reasons are very convincing to Thai public. So I think it's very hard now to defend freedom of speech, freedom of expression in Thailand, particularly under the authoritarian regime like this.
The media reform group stresses that it does not advocate criticism of the king, who has been widely credited for advocating rural welfare. The monarchy lost absolute power in Thailand in 1932. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.